This is a new song, this next one. It's a song I've been really enjoying playing lately, and it's about something that's very close to my heart. It's a song called Kimberley, and it's about all the humbug that's gone up there in the Kimberleys there around Broomtown. I'm not too sure if many of you know, but I'm sure some of you do. It's a proposed LNG gas plant on one of the most pristine coastlines on this planet and one of the most untouched wildernesses in our country and this globe. And our semi-elected premier. It's a whole other story, that, but at least if you're going to be in a coalition, just let everybody know before they start voting. That's just my opinion, but anyways, I don't know, it's democracy, I don't know. Anyway, so he wants to build this big gas plant, and he wants to do it with a company called Woodside. And a good friend of mine for the last 12 years, his name is Mr. Joseph Rowe. He's the senior lawman and custodian of that region that they want to build on. It's a place called James Price Point. And Joe was given that responsibility by his grandfather, Patty. And, you know, he's taken a lot of young men through law. And he's one of the chief holders, protectors of culture up there. And so all that matters to Joe is that he has his culture and that his song lines are protected and that the places that his ancestor buried are protected. That's what he does. And if he doesn't have that, then he doesn't have life. It might be different than the way you and I live, but his connection to country is intrinsically essential to his survival. And without it, there's no point. There's nothing that really kind of registers on any kind of scale to go, life is worthy. So that's his job, to look after that country and protect that land from, I guess, greedy people who don't really care. And having known Joe for the last 12 years, along with my wife when she was living out there with him, and I've always been really right behind his struggle. And to me, it's not just his struggle, it's our struggle. It's our struggle to protect the things that are most valuable to us. Because I know when I go overseas or when I send postcards overseas, I don't send pictures of fucking refineries. I send pictures of like Uluru and the bush and places like that, places I love. Now, there's this thing called the Browse Basin, 300 kilometers off the coast. It's a lot of gas there. I like gas, don't get me wrong. I cook with gas. I like eggs cooked with gas, it's cool. I don't have a problem with gas. We just have a big-ass gas refinery in the Pilbara, about 1,000 k's to the south. It's all there, just pipe it. It's been done. They made it to the moon, use a round cylinder. It should be pretty easy. But yeah, they want to put it there because they want the Kimberley to be the next 20 years. And to me, it's just not on. And to Joe, it's definitely not on.